Three Houses, a memoir by Angela Thirkell, read by Jilly Bond. Angela Thirkell, 1890-1961, granddaughter of the Pre-Raphaelite painter Sir Edward Burne-Jones, cousin of Rudyard Kipling, and mother to novelist Colin MacInnes, was born in Kensington Square, London. A prolific author, she wrote over 30 novels in her lifetime, mostly set in Barsetshire. Three Houses, a memoir of her childhood, was her first book and became an immediate success on its publication in 1931. Introduction. Richardson's Grotto. In the summer of 1751, Samuel Richardson invited a party of friends to his country house at North End to hear a reading of the manuscript of Sir Charles Grandison in the grotto. His guests were Mr. Mulso, Mr. Edward Mulso, Mr. Highmore, Miss Mulso, afterwards Mrs. Chapone, Miss Prescott, afterwards Mrs. Mulso, Mr. Duncombe, a clergyman, and Miss Highmore, who afterwards married Mr. Duncombe. Mr. Highmore had been engaged on a portrait of Mr. Richardson, and Miss Highmore, who was also something of an artist, made a drawing of the company, seated in the grotto. It is a bare, plastered room with a stone floor, a few steps below the level of the garden, looking out onto a pleasant vista of gravel path and waving poplars. Mr. Richardson, in a brown turban and wrapper, is seated with his legs crossed, an attitude which the young artist found it a little difficult to reproduce in a convincing way, reading aloud. The gentlemen are sitting in various elegant and unstudied attitudes, a hand thrust into the waistcoat, or waving approval. The ladies, in black gowns and white kerchiefs, with black shady hats over their white caps, cluster round a table on the right. Miss Highmore herself is occupied with what looks like a book and a pencil, as if in the act of transferring Mr. Richardson's venerated features to paper. Miss Highmore, writing later to Miss Mulso, said, "I should think that you did my rude sketch too much honour by preserving it and taking it with you, were it not for the respectable persons attempted to be represented." Luckily, the future Mrs. Chapone...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?